All right, Lane, the bill has just been passed through the Senate. What's the vibe in Canberra?
The vibe in Canberra is pretty joyous. As soon as the vote passed, there were, you know, obviously celebrations in the chamber. The public gallery stood up and applauded. The senators who voted for the bill kind of all celebrated together on the floor. There were lots of hugs. There were tears. There were also a bunch of advocates sitting off the back, people from the Equality Campaign, Australian Marriage Equality, reps from Just Equal. And then, you know, the senators who had voted yes and the LGBTI senators jumped off the back and had some kind of hugs and celebrations there as well. And then everyone kind of moved outside for a big press conference. So a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, a lot of relief, I think, that the bill got through without any of the amendments.
And what was, Lane, you've seen a lot of sort of memorable things and very emotional things today. What was for you the most kind of heartwarming moment?
Today?
Yeah, just
I think,
today.
The final speeches before the vote actually occurred were pretty great. I think one thing in particular that was quite nice that I noticed is that there was a round of applause for each senator who is themselves gay or lesbian or bisexual, which was very nice. Senator Smith had a very good speech as well. He kind of rounded up what the debate has meant to him and what he thinks it has showed. So I suppose those little set of speeches would be the nicest thing from today.
Lane, you particularly mentioned a portion of George Brandis's speech on Twitter. I'm wondering if any politicians have come out, in your opinion, looking better than they had before all this.
No, that's a tough question. I mean, I did think that Brandis's speech was very powerful and tweeted about that, and then got a bit of criticism from people saying, you know, George Brandis set this postal survey in motion and he has no right to, you know, now talk about how young LGBTI people are struggling. I don't really agree with that. I understand that argument, but I think it is not, I suppose, I think it is fine for him to both have pushed the survey through and then also to have felt it was necessary and good to make those kinds of assertions and statements in his speech. I don't know if I would say he comes out of it looking better or worse or a sweeping thing like that, but just that simply it was a very good speech. It was a very powerful speech, and I felt very lucky that I was able to be there in the chamber to witness it.
Lane, today in Parliament, a few people sported rainbow kind of gear. There was, I think, Adam Bant wore rainbow shoes. Darren Hinch notably wore a rainbow scarf. Sarah Hanson-Young wore a rainbow dress. In your personal opinion, who wore it best?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It was Richard Di Natale in the rainbow shoes, I think. And then Janet Rice had a flag around her neck at some point. I think I'll go with the rainbow flags around the neck because they are quite striking and a bit.
All right. Lock it in.
Right there. Yeah.
Lane, how quickly are you expecting this all to be done by next week?
Oh, that is the question that I am kind of refusing to answer because the answer is really that I just don't know. I think there'll be a lot of speeches in the House. So obviously there are fewer senators than there are House MPs. There's 150 in the House. Well, you know, there's a few off fighting by-elections at the moment, but, you know, generally speaking, there's 150 MPs in the House. So many of those people will want to have their say, and then after that there could be amendments moved. The amendments moved through the Senate relatively quickly. It took about a day and a half to get through and vote down all the amendments, but the numbers in the Senate were quite clear-cut. We don't know yet if that will be the case for the House. So my answer is just that I don't know, but those are the two things that they kind of have to get through before voting. So all of the speeches and then potentially amendments, though we haven't seen the text or being given kind of formal notice of any amendments that might be moved in the House yet.
Well, Lane, we're your biggest fan girls and we'll be watching everything that you produce next week. Thanks for joining us on The Informer.